Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new podcast. This is Riz. Today I'm going to talk about this. The CD. Once first released, was known to be indestructible. Or was said to be indestructible. However, time has taught us one thing. In fact, it's taught us many things, but not all of them connected to CDs. In fact, most of them are not connected to CDs. However, one thing that is connected to CDs that it has taught us is that they get dirty. Whether it's scratches, whether it's finger marks, whether it's just general grime and dirt. This podcast will show you the three best ways to clean your CD. We will go in order of importance. Least important or least effective first, with the most effective method being last. So, in at number three, to clean your CDs, you can use what I have here, somewhere. At least I think I have it here somewhere. And lo and behold, you should have your equipment ready when you're going to do a podcast. But I didn't, so it's tough. But I do have it here. Or at least part of it. And there's the rest. And there's the last part. Now in my hands here is a spinning, spindly, well, it's a rotating CD cleaning device. It's just like a case, a rounded case. Within, we have a sponge. Now this sponge is attached to a wheel which goes round and cleans your CD. So, to work this item, we need our dirty CD. Where is that dirty CD? Once again, when doing a podcast, always make sure you've got all your equipment. Otherwise you'll end up making a fool out of yourself like I've just done. Okay, now, we place the CD down here onto the bottom part of this thing. In fact, we don't do that. I'm starting to wonder whether it's worth me submitting this thing, but I'm going to submit it anyways. What we first need to do is we need to take this bottle. The bottle also comes with a pack. This bottle has some cleaning solution, which you take. Open the bottle, and then you spray this little sponge that's attached to this wheel that I was describing. And you spray like this. And if you need any further tips on spraying, then ask a skunk or something, I don't know. Okay. Or maybe a graffiti artist. They could tell you lots about spraying. Now I've misplaced the lid. I have found it. See, if I say that something's gone wrong, it usually gets undone. Now, I place the CD itself face up on the top of the other side of this lid, because it opens out. And now, I'm going to close the lid. And eventually it does close. Then, on the top of this thing, we have a little handle, which we then begin to turn. Like so. Now, as we turn, the idea is this rotary function will clean the CD. Okay? That's the idea. In principle, it only works on some CDs. In fact, not on all that many. Is this a good device? Well, it is in number three, so you can get away with it, I suppose. This CD cleaning kit can be used for only slightly dirty CDs, I suppose. Now, taking the same CD, which to me still looks a little dirty, even though I used the first method, we will take you to method number two. Which means that I have to walk across to this side of the room here and retrieve another object. This rather large, well, large-ish contraption is a Skip Doctor Automax CD cleaner thingy. Now what this is supposed to do is it's supposed to remove the top layer of the CD, as in the top shiny layer, and then replace it with its own layer. With a brand new one. Okay? And it's supposed to not even get damage the actual data, whatever's on there. And guess what? This too comes with a bottle. Actually, I think it's a better looking bottle, but that's neither here nor there. So we take this, we open the lid, we put that down so I know what it is. And once again, if you wish to, confer with a graffiti artist or a skunk in order to help, if you wish to know how to spray. Because you have to do exactly the same here. It does say in the instructions you have to spray liberally, which I think I just did because I've got half of it on my hands.